Fever. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Well, what a charming domestic scene.
Hi, dear.
Mother sewing in the kitchen, dinner bubbling on the hearth. Just like something out of Louisa May Alcott.
Well, that's very sweet, dear. But I'm not really sewing. I'm putting a button on Wally's good suit. Going to a party Saturday night.
Well, if he's worried about buttons on his clothes, it's sure a sign he's growing up.
Well, there are going to be girls at the party. That may be one of the reasons for his sudden maturity.
Yep. I don't know anything that'll age a fellow faster than girls. Where's Beaver?
He and that boy from his class, Richard, went fishing after school. Hope they don't catch anything. I don't feel like cleaning fish tonight.
Hi, guys.
Oh, Wally.
Hi, Wally.
Well, I understand you're going to a social gathering tomorrow night.
Oh, heck, Dad, it's nothing like that. It's just a bunch of guys and girls. The only thing ritzy is we're wearing suits.
Well, I sewed your button on.
Oh, thanks, Mom. It was Eddie Haskell's idea to wear suits. He says if any of the other guys show up wearing jackets or car coats, they'll feel creepy.
Well, you hang it up neatly now. Now, don't just jam it in your closet, Wally.
Oh, sure, Mom.
Is your video home yet?
No, he's gone fishing.
You know, Beaver's going fishing reminds me of when I used to fish for eels.
Eels?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to bait our hooks with leather, and we'd drop them down where the drain pipe emptied into the river. Boy, we'd pull some out of there 3 feet long. Great, big, wiggling fellows. Now, we take them down... What's the matter, dear?
Please, dear, I'm cooking spaghetti.
No.
Your pole, Beaver.
Well, thanks for letting me use your pole, Richard.
Too bad we didn't catch anything, huh, Beef?
Well, it's not too bad, because my mom doesn't like to clean fish.
Hey, my mom doesn't like to clean fish either. How come women don't like to clean fish?
I don't know. They don't like to do a lot of neat stuff. Well, I'll see you, Richard.
Hey, Beaver, you want your share of the bait?
Yeah, I might go fishing over the weekend.
Well, you got something to put them in?
I'll stick them in my pocket till I find something.
Take some more. There's a whole lot of them.
Well, thanks, Richard.
Well, I better get home, Beaver, before I get hollered at.
Does your mom holler at you, Richard?
Uh-uh. She tells my father and he hollers at me.
Yeah. Then you better get home.
Okay, Bee. Thanks for letting me use your pole.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me use your pole, Richard.
Beaver, your mother's getting supper. You don't have to shout.
Well, I wasn't shouting she should come in here. I was just shouting I was home.
Well, how was the fishing trip?
Gee, it was real neat, Dad. We didn't catch any fish, but we saw a man slip on a wet rock, and we heard almost everything he said.
Beaver, you'd better go on upstairs and get cleaned up now. And don't throw those dirty clothes all around the room.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Beaver, you smell bad.
I don't smell bad to me.
Hey, Dad, you want to talk to the Beaver about keeping himself cleaner?
Oh?
Well, sure. Well, like what if he got hit by a truck or something, and they had to take him to the hospital smelling like that? Why, he'd embarrass the whole family.
Glad to see you thinking, Wally. Oh, Beaver, what are you going to do today?
Gee, Dad, it's Saturday. I don't have to do anything.
Your father means who are you going to play with today?
Oh.
Hey, Mom.
Yes, Wally?
Mom?
Just smell this.
Fish, how in the world?
Beaver hung his dirty jacket in the closet right on top of my suit.
Well, Beaver, I thought you didn't catch any fish yesterday.
He didn't, but his pockets are all jammed up with dead minnows.
Beaver, there's no excuse for a thing like this. You should have known better than to keep dead fish bait in your pocket.
Well, gee, Dad, I didn't want to waste them in case me and Richard went fishing again.
Beaver, I ought to clop you one.
No, you will not clop him one.
Gee, Dad, this is the suit I got to wear to the party.
Well, that's good, Wally.
What are you talking about?
Now the girls will bother you.
I'll get this out of the way till we have breakfast.
Gee, Mom, what am I going to do? I'm nervous enough at parties without smelling like a fish.
Don't worry, Wally. We can have it dry clean. Have it back by noon. Now you just go on upstairs and get washed for breakfast.
Okay, Mom. Hey, Dad. What are we going to do about that jacket full of dead fish up in the closet?
Beaver, you go up and get rid of it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
I'm sorry for smelling up your jacket.
That's okay, Beav. When I was your age, I was kind of dumb myself.
Hi, Mom.
Hello there, Beaver.
Hello there.
This is my friend Richard. He's a kid.
How do you do?
Well, I've heard a great deal about you, Richard.
We're going upstairs and messing around. Come on, Richard.
Oh, Beaver. Beaver, Wally's suit just came back from the cleaners. Would you take it upstairs and hang it in the closet? Your father and I are going to go shopping.
Sure, Mom.
All right.
Hey, Beaver, your mom's okay. How did she ever get so pretty?
I don't know. I think she was out where my father got her.
Did Wally get his suit dirty? Is that why he sent to the cleaners?
Nah. He hung it right out of my jacket when I had the bait in it, and I got the blame.
Well, they always blame the littlest on the family.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard, what do you want to do today?
Well, I don't care.
Hey, Beaver, you got a horse?
Nah.
Then how come you got horseshoes? For good luck.
Well, heck, if you had good luck, you'd have a horse.
I never thought of that.
What's this?
Well, oil. Well, I'll use it to oil his glove with. Well, it makes a better pocket.
Can I use it on mine?
Sure.
How come this makes the glove better?
Well, you see, gloves are made out of cows, and when the cow was alive, he had oil in him.
Is this cow oil?
I don't know. Don't make a big deal out of everything, huh, Richard? Well, that's the way the big leaguers do. Well, I'm going to be a big leaguer when I grow up.
Well, I'd like to be a big leaguer, but I think my father's making me be a doctor.
Maybe you could be a big leaguer in between looking at sick people. Hey, Richard, what's he?
Gosh, now look what you went and did. I couldn't help it.
Well, sure you could have. You shouldn't have spilled the oil.
It's your fault for letting me use it.
Well, it's your fault for coming over here today.
Well, it's your fault for asking me.
Boy, Wally's gonna blow his top.
Well, maybe it won't show when it's buttoned.
Yeah.
Nope, still shows.
Hey, maybe you could fix it.
How? Like my mom. When I get spots on my shirts, she bleaches them.
Yeah, I guess we got some bleaching stuff downstairs.
I know just how my mom does it. She puts a towel underneath, and then one on top. And then she pours the bleach on. And when she picks up the towel, the spot's gone.
No, Richard, you're a real smart kid.
Well, I gotta be. I'm the youngest in my family, too.
Thanks, dear.
Thank you.
Hey, Jim, who was that woman you were talking to in the market?
Oh, that was Mrs. Wilson. I met her in the beauty parlor. She's in the real estate business, and she wanted to know if we were happy in our house, and I told her that we were.
Well, what's it to her if we're happy?
Well, she says if we aren't, she has four buyers lined up. You know, she says she can get us $10,000 more for our house, and we paid for it. Why are you looking like that?
Well, I was just wondering if we can afford to be this happy.
Oh, dear, I should have gotten bleach today. I didn't realize we were out of it.
You think the spot's bleached out yet, Richard?
Gee, soaking it for a whole half an hour ought to take out any kind of spot.
You're lucky you thought of this.
Yeah, otherwise we might be in trouble.
Well, I guess we can look at it now.
Well, the oil spot's gone.
Yeah, but look at it. The gray's gone too.
I gotta get home now, Beaver.
No, you don't. You gotta stay.
How come?
Because when I got a guest, I don't get punished so bad. My brother Wally's downstairs. He's coming up.
Here.
Hide the bleach. Where'll I put it? Under the bed.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just sitting here doing nothing. And this is my friend Richard. He's doing nothing, too.
I got a big sister that knows you.
Oh, yeah? What's her name?
Margaret Rickover. She says she's always looking at you in science class.
Oh, yeah, she kind of gives me the willies.
She kind of gives me the willies, too. And she's my sister.
Hey, what smells in here?
I don't smell anything.
Me either.
Well, it smells like chlorine or some kind of strong medicine.
I guess that's what it is. Medicine.
Well, who's been using it?
Richard.
Me?
Remember you told me your mother painted your throat?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, then when he has his mouth open, he can smell the paint. He's had his mouth open an awful lot today, too.
Oh, well, I gotta get going.
What you going in the closet for, Wally?
Well, get my jacket.
Your suit jacket?
Well, no, my regular jacket. I'm going to the hardware store with Dad. I'll see you. I didn't mean to insult your sister by saying that she gave me the willies.
Well, that's okay. Like I said, she gives me the willies, too.
You sure you guys aren't up to something?
Uh-uh.
Uh-uh.
Boy, that was close, huh, Richard?
Yeah, that was too close. I'm really going home now.
Hey, Beef, I'm not trying to ditch you or anything.
Oh, that's okay, Richard. If I messed something up at your house, I probably would have gone home a long time ago.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, hello, Eddie. Mr. Cleaver and Wally are going to stop by and pick you up. What'd you do, walk over?
Oh, no. I got a ride with Mr. Worthington's chauffeur. The Worthingtons are friends of ours. They're very rich.
Oh, are you friends of the chauffeurs, too?
Oh, yes. My father says I should be Democratic. Is it all right if I wait up in Wally's room for him?
Yes, I think the Beaver's up there.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to intrude on the Beaver. I can just wait down here in the kitchen.
Eddie.
Yes, Mrs. Cleaver?
Eddie, I think you can wait up in Beaver's room if you like.
Are you sure I wouldn't be disturbing him?
No. He came down and got his old watercolor set out of the basement. I think he's painting.
Thank you. That smells delicious. Whatever it is.
Eddie!
What are you doing, you little creep?
Gee, Eddie, where'd you come from?
I came from outer space on a ray of light.
Cut it out, Eddie. I'm in real trouble.
Yeah? What are you messing up your brother's suit for?
Well, Richard was over and he spilled oil on it. And then we tried to bleach it out. But that only made a white spot. So I'm trying to paint it gray like the rest of the suit.
Hey, you know, you're getting to be a pretty good little sneak.
Boy, when Wally gets home, he's going to kill me. Then my mom's going to kill me, and then my dad's going to kill me.
Well, at least it'll all be in a family.
Cut it out, will you, Eddie?
Hey. Well, you're scared, huh?
Well, it's not only that, but I wouldn't want to do anything to hurt Wally for anything in the whole world.
Boy, you're not only scared, you're sloppy.
Well, hi, Eddie. We stopped by your house to pick you up.
I've been here for 10 minutes. Some stuck-up guy's chauffeur gave me a lift.
I see you brought the records, huh? Yeah. Hey, what's the matter with you, Beef?
Nothing.
Hey, Wally, what are you going to wear tonight?
What am I going to wear? My gray suit.
So, that's what you're going to wear, huh? Your gray suit. Well.
What do you mean, well?
Well, what I mean is, isn't that kind of pushing it?
Well, you were the one that said we should wear them, so the other guys would feel like creeps.
Yeah, but I've been thinking, we ought to play it cool and casual. I don't mean we should be like gypsies, but we don't want to look like undertakers either.
Well, I could wear my sport jacket and slacks.
Yeah, we'll play it kind of Tony Curtis. Hey, if your old man's not hogging the living room, let's go down and play these records.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Eddie.
Here I'm with you, Wally.
Yeah, sure.
Gee, Eddie, thanks a lot.
For what? I got a new sport jacket I want to wear.
No, you don't, Eddie. You ditch helped me out.
All right, so I helped you out. So I expect you to do something for me in return. Like, robbing a bank or something.
You know, Eddie, you're a real neat guy.
Look, Shrimp, you start slobbering over me and I'll slug you one.
Yeah, sure, Eddie.
I mean it.
Hey, Dad, I'm going.
Well, you want me to drop you off by the party?
Well, gee, no, Dad. Somebody might look out the window and see you.
Oh, Wally, I thought you were wearing your gray suit.
Well, Eddie and I decided not to. After all, we don't want to look like a couple of undertakers.
Have a good time, son.
Yeah, Dad, I'll try. Hey, Mom, what's the matter with the beaver?
What do you mean?
Well, I just asked him, how do I look? And he busted out bawling.
He's crying?
Yeah. Well, he's been acting weird all day. Oh, well, I'll see you later.
Have a good time, Wally.
Well, dear, if Beaver's upstairs crying, we better find out what it's all about.
Yeah. Beaver! Beaver!
Yes, Dad?
Are you crying up there?
No, I'm not crying.
Well, don't you think you'd feel better if you came down and told us all about it?
Yeah, I guess I'd feel better. I'll be right down.
I'm sorry, Dad, I'm sorry. It was an accident and I couldn't help it.
Beaver, it's all over now. Please stop crying.
Yes, come on, son, calm down. Get a grip on yourself.
Well, gee, Dad, I don't want a big lecture. Just kill me for wrecking the suit.
Nobody's gonna kill you.
Look, Beaver, you didn't have to hide this. Lots of times in the past you've done something wrong and you've come to me and told me the truth. Haven't I always forgiven you? Well, what's the matter now?
Gee, Dad, well, telling the truth and getting forgiven can be pretty rough on a guy, too.
But, Beaver, don't we always try to understand your mistakes?
Yeah, but while you're doing it, you make me feel like a dumb kid.
Well, we certainly don't intend to, Beaver. But I guess sometimes we do forget that you don't have the maturity and common sense of an adult.
Well, gee, Dad, are you calling me a dumb kid again?
No, of course not, Beaver. It's just that it's very hard for adults and children to understand each other. You see, one speaks as an adult and the other listens as a child.
Did you have trouble understanding your father, Dad?
Oh, I certainly did.
At least that makes me feel better.
Well, suppose I get us all a glass of milk and a piece of cake, hmm? And don't you worry any more about it. Maybe we can have the suit dyed.
Well, I suppose that's why Wally wore his sport jacket to the party tonight, huh?
Dad. He doesn't even know about the suit being messed up.
Oh?
Yeah, Dad. Eddie Haskell caught me painting the suit, and he talked Wally into wearing a sport jacket.
Eddie did that?
Yeah, Dad. He did a real nice thing. Well, I'm going to tell all the guys what he did.
Well, now, Beaver, I'm not so sure Eddie would appreciate that. You see, I think it's part of Eddie's being a character, not to let people know that he ever does anything nice.
No fooling, Dad?
No. Anyway, you know Eddie did something nice, and Eddie knows he did something nice. And as someone once said, a good deed is sufficient unto itself.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking like an adult again?
Yeah, Beaver, I'm afraid I am. Well, come on. Let's go get that cake and milk.
Hey, Wally, were you and Eddie the only two guys at the party wearing sport jackets?
Yeah. Most of the other guys wore suits.
Did you feel creepy?
Well, at first, but at a party, you start having a good time, and after a while, you forget you feel creepy.
Did you take all those records and dance with girls?
Yeah, I danced with some girls.
Well, did they have any good stuff to eat?
Yeah.
Wally, I'm your brother, so you can tell me this. What you like better, dancing with girls or eating?
Well, with some girls, I'd rather be dancing. But other girls, when I'm dancing with them, I'd rather be eating.
Coming up on Leave It to Beaver, Beaver decides to become a professional model. When Jerry Mathers first worked in front of a camera at the age of two, it was, in fact, as a model. So stay tuned for an episode modeled on real life, Beaver the Model.